Saint Joseph. Joseph was a carpenter, and he was engaged to a young girl called Mary. Before they married, Mary was found to be expecting a child. Joseph was a good man, and so, to avoid embarrassing Mary, he decided to break off the engagement privately. At this time, a girl who had a baby without having a husband would be severely punished. One possible punishment was being stoned to death. Joseph thought hard about this, and one night an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived." The angel told Joseph that the baby would be a boy and that Joseph will name him Jesus, a name which means God saves. Years later, of course, Jesus would be nailed to a cross and would die to save us from our sins, thus fulfilling the angel's prophecy of Jesus as a saviour. Joseph married Mary and took her to the city of David, Bethlehem, for a census. While they were in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to Jesus. This fulfilled what had been prophesied a long time before. "Bethlehem, from you will come a leader who will guide my people, Israel." Once again, an angel of the Lord appeared and warned Joseph to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt. This was because Herod was worried and jealous when he heard the wise men say a baby had been born who would be the king of the Jews. Herod ordered all baby boys in Bethlehem to be killed. This is sometimes called the Massacre of the Innocents. After Herod died, an angel came to Joseph again in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go back to Israel, because those who wanted the child's life are dead." So Joseph got up and took Mary and Jesus back to the land of Israel. However, when Joseph heard that Archelaus had succeeded his father Herod as king of Judea, he was afraid to go there. He was given more instructions in a dream and settled in a town called Nazareth. In his gospel, Matthew writes, "And he dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, he shall be called a Nazarene." Matthew chapter 2, verse 23.